You're listening to Michigan Radio. Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. Omar Saif Gobash was 6 years old when his father was murdered in the United Arab Emirates in 1977. His father had been part of a leadership group in the country's early days. Omar Gobash's father was an Arab. His mother is Russian. Today, Gobash is the Emirates' ambassador to Russia. In his new book, he examines the complexities of his ancestry, his Muslim faith, the violence associated with some factions of Islam, and the challenges facing Muslims coming of age today, the generation of his two young sons. The book is titled Letters to a Young Muslim. The author will appear at the Rackham Amphitheater in Ann Arbor tonight, and he joins me now. Ambassador Gobash, welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Thank you very much.
Your book is a series of open letters to your sons who are 16 and 12 years old. In the first letter, you describe how you and your wife began to fear that your sons were being radicalized. You write, quote, "I had images of you running away to Syria to fight in a war where people would exploit your good nature." How did that happen, and what did you do to counteract it?
It's a problem that I noticed in my own childhood. So I thought as time went by that, you know, one could get past this and one could move on. And I was just shocked to understand that my own children were going through exactly the same kind of routine. You know, there was a particular instance that wasn't part of the curriculum, but it was something that had been uttered by one of the teachers. My son came back from school and said that he had been told to hate the Jews. And I was really, really shocked at this. And I thought I would take a stand, and I sat down with my son at the time, and I spoke to him about the questions of hatred, the questions of generalizing about people and targeting people.
A recurring topic in the book is how teachings by extremist Muslims can be so appealing to young people who feel outcast or overlooked by society. But if that kind of teaching can creep in and appeal or resonate with your sons who have access to culture and travel and a worldview, how can mainstream Islam prevent it from reaching youths who are far more at risk?
You know, let's not forget that Osama bin Laden was a very well-traveled, very wealthy, and cosmopolitan young man before he became an extremist fundamentalist.
Mm.
The surprise is not that it happens, but that it doesn't happen more often. And it also has a very powerful pull because it has the supposed word of God on its side. And beyond that, anything that sort of comes in from the outside is by definition un-Islamic, amoral, immoral. I find it even at this point in my life that some of my friends from childhood have benefited from some of the best educations in the world. They've had, you know, again, the cosmopolitan upbringing. And yet they're unable to reconcile both this traditional kind of Islam, which is extremely powerful, and, you know, the contradictions supposedly posed by their Western lifestyles. And so what they do is they shut down. They say, okay, I will block out any of the questions. From my perspective, what we really need to be doing is actually stopping the blocking down of questions and opening up our minds to all of the interesting questions out there, partly because I believe that Islam is entirely compatible with modernity.
When a radical Muslim person or group carries out a terror attack, the attack is often denounced quickly by peaceful Muslims around the world. And you note that the people speaking out often say something along the lines of the terrorists have nothing to do with Islam.
Yeah.
But you call that type of response by your fellow Muslims a convenient way of avoiding responsibility. How so?
If we dig deep down and we go to our traditional sources of authority in terms of religious knowledge, we discover that actually what they're saying is that they themselves cannot condemn these people because actually they are Muslim according to the minimal requirements to be a Muslim. They don't behave very well, but nevertheless, they can't be condemned. And I'm like, well, there's a contradiction here. I feel that it's too easy for us to say, look, they have nothing to do with us, when they use the same basic text that we use. So clearly they do have something to do with us, and that's what we need to tackle.
I'd like to turn for a moment to your work as the United Arab Emirates ambassador to Russia. U.S.-Russian relations are in the spotlight because of the allegations of Russian tampering with the U.S. election. What changes do you see on the horizon for U.S.-Russian relations under the Trump administration?
What's most interesting about it is the way in which the media representations of Russia, and I read a lot of Western media, differ so greatly from actual kind of lived experience within Russia. The last couple of years, Russia has been under international sanctions. As a result of that, a lot of the Western press talks about a crumbling Russian economy. I don't see that. And it's been quite difficult as a diplomat to really work between these two completely different perspectives. I'm actually optimistic about the next stage. I don't think that my Russian friends are particularly optimistic themselves. They're waiting to see how things will play out. Myself, I'm optimistic. I think that there's a really good chance that at least some form of peace can be brought to the Middle East through U.S.-Russian cooperation.
Well, this book, as we mentioned earlier, is written to your sons, and I'm sure every parent listening can relate to having hopes and fears for their children. You're quite blunt about your concerns for your region of the world and your religion, but as you say, you're optimistic. What keeps you hopeful for your son's generation?
Well, firstly, I've got so much faith in youth, and I think that they should have more faith in themselves, to be honest. In our part of the world, in the Middle East and in the Islamic world, we have traditional family values and we respect our elders. I think perhaps what we've done is maybe we've spent too much time respecting and too little time thinking about why it is that we give them this respect. My advice when I speak in public to students at schools or universities is listen to people like me, but remember that you have your future ahead of you. And so, you know, continually demanding of yourselves and of your elders is actually what's going to improve our region, rather than patiently waiting to see what the future will bring you.
Omar Saif Gobash is the United Arab Emirates ambassador to Russia. He'll discuss his new book, Letters to a Young Muslim, tonight at the Rackham Amphitheater in Ann Arbor. The event is free and open to the public. Ambassador Gobash, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.